Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth Perek Ezer Neshech of Maseches Bamitzia, and we are up to Perek Hei Mishnah Gimel. Marchalo Asasada, if someone sells a field to somebody else, v'nosalo mikzas damim, and the buyer gives him some of the money, v'amarlo, and then the seller says, Amos, I shetirza, havei ma'os v'tola shalcha, whenever you want, you can bring the rest of the money and take the field, and it's already yours starting from now. And if you don't bring the rest of the money, then we'll be mevatel the whole mekach, and I'll give the money that you have paid, I'll give it back to you. So usher, that's usher for either one of them to take the crops from that field until we know exactly what's going to happen, because it might be ribis midrabanan. If the field ends up actually belonging to the buyer, then whatever the seller takes while he's waiting to get paid is extra stuff that he's getting for the fact that he's waiting, that he's letting the other guy hold on to the money. And if the seller ends up hanging on to the field, then whatever the buyer takes is going to be considered something that he's getting because he paid some of the money already. He's letting someone else hold on. He's letting the seller hold on to his money. If a person lends another person money on a field, using the field as a mashkon, so meaning that he'll be able to collect from the field, he'll be able to collect that field if he doesn't pay back the actual money. Va'amar lo, and the lender says to the borrower, "Emi atanos ilim mikanvat shaloshanim. If you don't pay me back the money in 3 years, harehi shali. Then this field will be mine, and it will have always been considered to be mine, starting from right now. So harehi shalo. Then if he doesn't pay back, then the field actually becomes the lender's field, and that's mutter." Because the lender owned the field from the moment he gave the borrower the money, which means it wasn't really a loan, it was a sale. He sold him the field. And that is what Baitos Ben Zonin did with the approval of the Chachamim. So now we move on to Perek Hei Mishnah Dalet. So the Mishnah tells us, Ein Moshivin Chenveni Lamachtze Sachar. Person is not allowed to have a chenveni, sell things in exchange for half of the earnings. Meaning you cannot go to a chenveni and say, look, I'm going to give you this stuff, I'll supply you with stuff to sell, at X amount of money, sell it for X plus Y, and we'll split. I'll get chatzi Y and you'll get chatzi Y. Of the prophets. You can't give him money to buy peros and that he's gonna sell for half of whatever he earns from it, unless you pay him like a worker, because the half of the produce, or the half of the money, is considered to be a loan from the guy from the person who's investing to the chenveni, and the other half is the money that belongs to the investor himself. So since the storekeeper is a shutaf in the arrangement, but the shutaf in the arrangement, who is the chenveni, is doing everything. He's doing all the buying and the selling for everybody. So if he doesn't get paid for half of his work, it's because he's doing something free for the investor in exchange for the loan. And that free service that he's doing is usher. So you have to make sure that he actually gets paid for half of his work. Ein moshivin tarnagodlin lemechza. Person can't give eggs to a farmer to have his hen sit on those eggs in order to get half of the chicks that hatch from that. Ve'ein shaman agodlin usiachlin lemechza. You can't start estimating the value of small animals and give them to people to raise them into larger animals for half of the profits or half of the losses. Elim kenos los charamalo muzano. Unless you pay him for the work that he's doing, because if you're not paying him for the work that he's doing, and he ends up, and ends up not making money, it turns out that it's going to be a violation of ribbis. You are allowed to take these small animals for half the profits without knowing the value in advance, because then you're not going to be responsible for the losses. So you're not getting any of these animals as a real loan. You're just taking care of someone else's animals, and you're going to get half of the profits as your payment for taking care of that person's animals. You raise these small animals until they're one-third of their full growth, before you can give them back, and start splitting the profits. That's the understanding, is that you can raise them for a certain amount of time, which is until they're one third of the way grown. And to raise a young donkey, it's until it's big enough that it can carry a burden on it. Only then is it considered to be significant enough or big enough that you can that you can say you've done your job and give back the animal to the fellow. So let's review what we learned today. In Parak Hey, Mishnah Gimel, we said that if somebody sells a field to somebody else and the buyer gives the seller some of the money and he says, whenever you want, just bring me the rest of the money and take whatever is yours in the field, and we'll retroactively consider it yours from right now. And if you don't bring the rest of the money, then we're going to be Mevatel the Mekach, and I'll give back your money to you. So that's going to be Asur, because whoever is going to benefit from the field, whether it be the buyer, whether it be the seller, is going to be in violation of Ribbis on some level. Then we had said that if someone lends somebody else money and uses the field as a mashkon, and the lender says to the borrower, if you don't give me back the money within the next 3 years, then the field is going to be mine as of right now. Then the borrower doesn't pay back within 3 years. The field belongs to the lender. That's mutter, even if the field is worth more than the loan was worth, because the lender actually owned the field from the moment he gave the borrower the money. And that means that the money he gave to the borrower was just payment. It wasn't a loan at all. He was just paying him for the field. And not only that, this is something that Baitus Ben Zonin used to do with the direct say-so and go-ahead of the Chachamim. Then in Mishnah Dalet we learned that a person is not allowed to have a storekeeper sell things for half of the earnings, where he says, we'll split the profits, and he can't give a storekeeper money to buy things where he's going to get half of the earnings, unless you pay him like a worker, because we consider whatever you're giving to him to be a loan, and therefore if you're getting back extra money for that loan, that's a problem. But if he's just a worker for you, he's like your shliach or your poel, then it's not going to be a problem. We said also you shouldn't give eggs to a farmer to have his hens sit on those eggs for half the profits and the losses, nor should he give to a farmer to raise small animals for half the profits and the losses, unless you're paying him like a worker as opposed to just an investor where you're giving him money. But we did say that you are allowed to get half of the profits if you didn't assess it at first, because then he's not going to be responsible for half of the losses. And once we're talking about giving small animals to a guy who's going to raise them, we said, generally speaking, that means until one third of their growth, unless it's a donkey. Generally speaking, it's until the donkey is able to carry some sort of burden. But next time, we'll pick up with Parakeh, Mishnah Hey.